That's either in the sky or it depends. And then it goes up.
Okay. Okay, Rabbi Sari, so...
Right.
Yeah. Okay, Rabbi Sari, what I'd like to do today is supplement your Dalit, which is really supplement, but we've worked it out, it'll be a full shiur. Okay, so let me tell you, a shiloh that comes up a lot is the following. You know, when a woman, you know, has fertility issues and doesn't have good eggs, so sometimes we get eggs from her from other sources. And they fertilize a bunch of them. And they keep them in storage. But in the end, they don't use all of them, right? And sometimes the eggs aren't as good and they have to get more eggs. And the storage is expensive, you know. So after a while, you know, you want to get rid of them. So is there a problem getting rid of these eggs? Is this, like, is this part of the shaila of kodem arbaim yom? You know, it's kodem, in other words, the din of kodem arbaim yom, right? Even though it could be many years, but it didn't develop more than, you know, you fertilize it and you freeze it. So it's not developing more than that. So what's the story? So Rav Moshe Hirschler, he was a big Talmud Chacham. He wrote notes. Well, Rav Moshe Hirschler, he taught here for a year, I think, between after Rav Palayev was nifter, before Rav Schechter was hired. Rav Moshe Hirschler taught here, and. So Moshe Hirschler has a chiddush to say, based on a Chacham Tzvi, another Chacham Tzvi. So the pasuk says like this: Shofech dam ha'adam adam damo yishofech ki b'tzelam lufim asas ha'adam. So the Gemara on the Zayin of Beis, we know, says that's the source of Ubrim, right? How do you know the Goyim or Chayev and Ubrim, which are Adam ba'Adam? Page 3. Rishmael Omer Afal Ubrim, my time with the Rishmael, the Ksiv Shafech Dam ha'Adam ba'Adam, Dam Yishafech, Ezu Adam, Ubrim Adam, Havi Ubrim, the Uber Shibimei, Ima. Okay. So there is a Gemara. So that's the way the Gemara dashes it. So the Chacham Tzvi has his Gemara here on page 4, and he's going to say a new pshat in that pasuk. So there's a pasuk that we have, Shofech Adam Ba'adam, is referring to a fetus. That's Adam Shaba'adam. So there is a Gemara on Samech Hayam and Beis. On page 4. It says like this. Rav, it's a question whether the gift is Rav or Rabba Bar Gavra. In other words, Rabba, he created somebody. Rashi says, oh, they Sefer Yetzira. So if you learn Sefer Yetzira good enough, you'll be able to create a... Yeah, you be able to create Sir Hosio Shal Shem, you can create a human being. No, you create a person. With the Shemus, you create a person. Not through regular. Right. Not through regular cohabitation. Not the normal way. Right. So Shadve the Kameder of Zera. So he sent to Rav Zera, sent the Gavra. Have a Kabishtoi Mahadei. So Rav Zera was, you know, one of the shrews in learning or whatever. And he wouldn't speak back. So he said to him, Amalei min chavrayat. Hanivroim odeh ha-chaverim atzai. You were created by, you know, the chaverim, and you're not talking. So, chodel afrach. You know, go back to the offer. So he basically killed him. So that's the Gemara. So Rav Zeira killed the Rabba's gavra. So the Chacham Tzvi has a very important tshuva. Rav David Kollum once said in the drasha, he says sometimes this is relevant to the early minyan, whether you can be starif a golem to a minyan. Rav David Kollum says sometimes it's relevant for the early minyan. Adam hanotzer al yidei sefer yitzira im tzarif la'asara u'chol dom shebekdusha. So this is another tshuva from the Chacham Tzvi. Mustapakti. Adam hanotzer al yidei sefer yitzira. Kosh shomer b'sanhedrin. Rava bar gavra. Chen hi idu al zekeni hagon morenu rav elyon al bezdin zekal kodesh chelm. Me, I guess they were made for, that his grandfather could also do that. What were they made?
And with the people of
Talmud.
That's all that's
what I did. The people of Talmud. Either all the Caney, that what? I don't think they were made that his grandfather, that he was created. Oh! Okay, we were waiting, I said, Chaval, that you're not here because you love the shir, so I'm glad you're here. So I'm gonna. I also came from the west side this morning. At a bris in Lincoln Square this morning. Ben Blumenthal. Okay, so this is what we're gonna talk about. Let me just pass it over. This is what we're talking about. We're talking about this. A lot of times people have egg donors, right? And they get them, you know, you get an egg donor, you just don't get one egg, you get a bunch. Yeah. You know, one might not work. So, and after a while, you know, they don't eat all the eggs, or they're not good, so they want to throw them out after a while, because it's expensive to keep storage of the eggs. So the question is, is one allowed to discard the eggs? Is one allowed to discard eggs? Fertilized eggs, or is this part of the question of quotum? Right, keep them. But you're right. I mean, you're right. But what is the, what's the gather a heter? Okay, let's put it that way. So that's what we're going to start talking about. So we started with the Gemara on the fourth page, on the Chaimed Beis, that says that Rabba bara gavra, that Rabba created a person. With the Sefer Yetzirah. He learned the Sefer Yetzirah and he created a person. Then Shadri lived to Rav Zeira, he sent a person to Rav Zeira to speak to him. So Rav Zeira was speaking to him, on the Kabishtai Badei, to Lohava Kamahadale. And this person didn't respond. So Amalei min Chavrayat, you're created from the Chaverim, from the Sefer Yetzirah, and you're not responding to me. So, Hadol Afrach, go back to the offer. So, Rav Zeira basically killed him. This person that Rabba created. Rabba created. Okay? That's the Gemara. So, the Chacham Tzvi has
Shabbos
a.
Shabbos actually killed him, or Shabbos that just that
he
where he should go?
Oh. Where he cursed him? We'll see. That's how the Chacham Tzvi learned that he killed him or cursed him, you know. So there's a tshuva on page 5 from the Chacham Tzvi about a person, Adam HaNotzar Odei Sefer Yetzirah in Mitztarif La'asara. Hold on, Shem HaKadusha. I told you, Rav David Cohen once said it's relevant sometimes for for the early minion. And so someone comes in like a golem, whether he's everyone's coming from the west side. Yeah. So the Chacham Tzvi has this tshuva whether you create somebody from the Sefer Yetzirah, it's even start for a minion. So he says the Stapakti. So this is where we get up to page 5. The Stapakti other manotzer of the Sefer Yetzirah. Moshe Shom Rubus Sanhedrin, Rava Boragavra. Hein heidu al zekeni hagol morena Rav Eliyahu av bezdin de kal kodesh chelm. So I think it means that they were made that he could create people, not that he was created from the yeah. So mi mitzdaif asara with var matzrichim asara kikon kadosh or kedusha. Right? Can you count the, like Rav David Cohen said? Can you count the goyim to the minyan? They say the Maral Miprag. Someone once said, I don't know whether the Maral created the goyim or not, but he certainly created the Tosfos Yontif because he was his Talmud. So even if he didn't create a goyim,
Rabbi Rosenzweig says his great
grandfather. Yeah, yeah. So his grandfather was the one who wrote the Perush of the Zohar. So he wrote these stories. So supposedly it was just maybe.
He reading between the lines what Rabbi Rosenzweig said. He said he was the inventor of the story.
Right. What's his name? From the famous Zohar. Yeah, from Zohar Lashon Kodesh. What? No, not the Sulam. There's a Yudel Rosenberg. Who wrote the Zohar Lashon HaKodesh? Look it up in your phone. But he's the one, he's his grandfather. That's what they say. I mean, Schneer Lyman has, I think, he's the one, that's what I think he discusses it. So the question is he mitzdarif l'asar l'dvar matzorechim l'asar l'kikon kadosh u'kdusha? Miam. Yeah. Me and came to see the Dashi of Sakh Vedates are a little bit starved. As you say, Dashi of Sakh Vedates are, you have to be a B'nai Israel. So, you know, as a B'nai Israel, he's one that created from a B'nai Benosi. Oh, Dilma came to Kaimelon, I'm a God of Yosam, Sakh Vedates, and Bala, because of Kil Yamodo. Nixiv Kamish B'nai Michal, Ki Michal Yolda, Hello Mayor of Yolda, Hello Mayor of Yolda, Michal Godla. Whereas if you magadol yasum, certainly if you create a yasum, shemasi yedem shal tzadikim hein told osum. So this is the tshuva. This is the shaila that the Chacham Tzvi was pondering.
Do we take some halacha from things that are theoretical?
But well said. So he wants to bring a raya from the Gemara. Nearly came a dashkan the Rebbe Zera. The Omer lem lechavray atu laafroch means the guy wasn't talking. So he says, so well, who needs you? Harei shahargo. Visak dayesho 12. But well, why'd you have to kill him? He could still be starved to a minion. So there's a lot of times, especially in the winter, you know, the early mincha they don't have a minion. So he could be a great.
They asked from the motivations
to Hesko. You mean the, that he was.
Those people were originally.
Well, that's
amazing.
What they were.
Right. Okay. Yeah. There's a lot about the Tzomus. These have the digestion of Tzomus, Tzarfala Sara, called Ovshe Vedusha, Lohaya Rabzera Maviro Min Ha'olam. Tavshe Emo Yisush Vichas Dodman. Oh, so now the Chacham Tzvi is going to make his new drasha. He's going to say like this. As the pasuk says, "Shofech dam ha'odom adam domoy shofech." Davka adam hanotzer b'toch adam da'inu uber hanotzer be'imimo hu dechayav la mishum shvichas dam. So in other words, the only time there's a shvichas dam, because he wants to say new pshat. The Gemara darshins the pshat adam ba'adam v'uber. He wants to say another pshat. In order for you to be considered a human being, that there's an iser etzicha on you, you have to have been formed inside of another human being, like your mother. So, but if you weren't formed inside of another human being, you're not. That's not the Gemara's drasha. This is the Chacham Tzvi's drasha. Chacham Isi, is explaining the pasuk his way, and that's his new. That's his drasha. Dafka Adam Hanotzer Toch Adam Dehainu Uber Hanotzer Meimo Hu Dechayla Veshim Shavuikas Dom. Yata Hu Gavra De Bara Rava Shalom Nase Bemei Isha Because Mokam Kemi Sheishlo Mato Elis Lo Yalo Lavir Mina Olam Elavadai. So you see from there that he's not mitzvah to the minion. So therefore, there's no toelis. So therefore, if he wasn't talking, so he says he might as well go back to the offer.
He's assuming that the rabba created him for no purpose. That's meaning this is based on the premise that it must have been that he had no toelis. So it's no longer created.
No, maybe he thought he was going to create. He would be able to speak, and then he saw he wasn't able to speak.
Why the rabba?
Maybe he thought he will get a
So, according to the Chacham Tzvi, if I would take this, if Cain would have killed Adam or Chava, that would have been Mutter. Are we accepting that, or we want that premise?
If Cain would have killed Adam, because he was a notzer from an issue.
I just want to make sure that this is the
year.
Yeah, okay.
So he's thinking he's not, he wasn't created.
I'm going to cover it. I said,
Okay, so that's a Chacham Tzvi's drasha. So Chacham Tzvi made his own drasha. To be a person, that you chay retzicha on, you have to be an Adam ba'Adam. One second. So therefore, Rav Moshe Hirschler, in the Sefer Halacha Refua, Chelek Aleph, where he wrote an article about Ba'yos Hilchitiyos Bitina Mifchana, with the shaylas that come up with the test tube baby, and he discusses about getting rid of the extra eggs, which is very often things that come up when you borrow, you get eggs from a person that is an egg donor, and you fertilize a bunch of them, and then you want to discard after a while some of them. You don't have to pay for the storage.
You're talking about fertilized eggs?
Fertilized eggs. So he says, so he wants to use this Chacham Tzvi. Moshe Hirsch, 1 second, page 8, bottom. Adai Yishlan Alumbod, Bichuvosho Shal Chacham Tzvi, Yisotho Chosi Rav Erich. Shekol she'ena gilod isha idum chiv shovach edam ha'adam. Fize nuchal ha'asi gam ridon shalano l'mashe oru kashash ha'ashmodus tinokas mifchana. But you want to get rid of the test tube babies, the extra eggs that were fertilized. Shalafi chidusha shalachacham tzvi you yitzurim edum mifchana m'parshas ritzicha. No, but after birth they were inside the mother. That's Dam Adam Adam.
No, you said once you said it.
No, it's already created.
If you're making the start.
No, if you make something and you never put it in a person, like Rabba, he created a person. Baragavra, he created a person that was never in a womb, and then the Gemara says that he killed him. So the Chacham Tzvi says there's no Isser Tzicha on somebody who was not Adam ba Adam.
Yeah, but you could say even if a woman, you think you treat a baby and like just outside of the mother, it might not be included in what it comes to be, but like it's created from something that's within the mother. It was like created from the mother.
You mean, in other words, if you use the an egg, here, yeah, you're right.
Mother,
then, okay, yeah, right, you could say that. Right, you're saying this is different because he created.
Yeah,
it wasn't offered later.
Yeah, it's not.
Right, it's different, right. Right.
It's not Moser.
Rav Shechter likes to quote the Malbim. Rav Shechter quoted the Malbim from Mashiach once by Avram Avinu that he served milk and meat. So the Pesach says, Bet HaBokar Asher Osa. that the Malbim says that the meat was created with the Sefer Yetzira, so it's Ben Abokasher Osa, and therefore one didn't have a Din Fleishiks. Didn't have a Din Fleishiks, so there's no Din of Osa Mechol.
That's a technology that's not far from reality.
Yeah, working with it.
The question on that is the measurement. Very clear that the Malbim defeats the. Shouldn't
have made
that, though. It was 100%
kosher.
They shouldn't have
made it. There
shouldn't
have
been a
signing
at the
law. Yeah, okay. But, the Hershel's Yisod is... The Hershel's Yisod is based on the Chacham Tzvi, that a person is not... There's no Din Ritzicha if you're not created inside a womb. That's Chacham Tzvi. So therefore, these... eggs that were fertilized, the extra eggs that were never used, this, you know, people want to get rid of them after a while, because they might use them again, but after a while they're not good anymore. Or, like the case I dealt with, they got the first set of eggs and they used a couple, and then they got one success, and then they wanted to not use the old ones, but they wanted to get a new set. So I told you that they had a chap harin before she got, she was married to a guy, and then she's no longer with the guy. Now she's going to marry a Jew, so they have a chap in some, get eggs from her before she, and the taka they got, and taka Baruch Hashem, they were able to get another child out of that. It's a tremendous thing, you know. I once dealt with a man. With Zera, that's a different thing. Just going to a sperm bank and this other couple, you know, this girl with the eggs, she knew that from the parents knew that she's not this other person, the man, he had a happy marriage and they weren't having kids, and then they went for a semen analysis so he can have kids. He didn't know that. See, the case of the eggs, she had a certain syndrome that she knew she was, but this he only found out after the marriage. So that's a very, so they were able to, Rav David Cohen said, based on Rav Moshe, you get a Goyisha sperm. They got a Goyisha sperm. They did the, all the features that it should look somewhat reasonable, and then they had a child from that.
Are we saying that the shiloh of being ma'abe is this?
So the question of being ma'abe the egg, is that any chashash of some hold, Kodem Arbaim Yom is also a problem. So you want to say that, so you want to use that Chacham Tzvi, you want to use the Chacham Tzvi to say that that's not a, it's not considered an Odom, and therefore there's no chashash of...
Even though this is, it's not done in a person, but it has the components.
So that's what Ruby Kobri just said.
Right.
Yeah, it has the components of right. Right. You could say like we were saying, but you could say like Rav Hershel also.
If you hold that abortion and Tosi Zerba Batal, this should be a problem, even according to Chacham Tzvi.
Right, but I think the Hotzal Zalav of Talashit is not the...
Yeah, but just because it's not the... Is it excluded or not?
Yeah, okay,
but... As a cool, you're using that as a cool now.
Okay, so now I wanted to discuss one last. but your time is a valid point, but I still could hear what Rav Hershel says as well.
I'm not going to miss the Chacham Tzvi altogether.
Okay, yeah, okay. The Chacham Tzvi is the, it's a... If it wouldn't be the Chacham Tzvi, but the Chacham Tzvi,
The Chacham Tzvi has a level of mice is different from the Chacham. Yes. I'm not sure whether the Chacham Tzvi...
He didn't discuss whether this Goyle has to keep 2 days of Yom Tov or not.
I'm not sure the Chacham Tzvi meant this for halal.
Yeah, I don't know. One day he woke up and he was wondering about this Shiloh. I don't know why he was wondering about it. I don't know why. He will probably woke up one day and he was thinking and learning, and this, and he wrote it down. Okay, I don't know how many, okay. Oh, so I wanted to discuss the question of what creates the din of yadus in a person. In other words, or relationships. In other words, if you have an egg, the case that I gave you, if you have a Jewish egg, you fertilize it with the husband's zera, then you put it inside the mother. So in other words, someone else, another person's egg, and then put it in inside the wife of the donor of the zera of the sperm donor. So who's the mother, and what if it's a goyish egg, and how does this? So the bottom line, Reb Dov Feinstein said, you should really be machmir unless you have both, like the Jewish carrier and a Jewish egg. Yeah. By the way, it's very hard. This I also was involved with somebody, and it's very hard to find somebody who will carry for you. Because I had a situation where the woman's eggs was good, but she couldn't carry. So that we weren't able to find. I spoke to the person in charge of the institute, and she said, like, it's come out, but almost, you know, anything's possible if you get someone who's willing to do it, but that's much harder. But to get eggs that we've gotten, you get it. But to get to use your own egg and put it into someone else and have someone say, could you carry my needs? Yeah, but that's because. Yeah. 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 Oh, so I want to, the Maisa, I'd like to discuss, you know, the different shittas. Is it, what makes somebody Jewish? The mother, right? We pasken the mother. But is it her egg that makes it? Her leida? What's the, so there's a certain mahalach that I happen to like. It was written in Tchumen by a person that is not as familiar with us as some other people, Rav Avraham Yitzchak Halevi Kilov. I think Rabbi Joshua Hoffman Zatzal told me, I think he was a Rebbe in Merkaz Harav, which makes sense, he has the name, as he pointed out, Avram Yitzchak, which was Rav Kook's name, Avram Yitzchak. So I think he was a Rebbe in Merkaz Harav. And he wrote this mimer, which of all the mamarim that I've seen on the topic, I like this one. I like this mahalach. And again, I'm not saying halacha, though, because in the end, you know, this is a hard to make a concrete, as what Reb David Feinstein said to me, you should do a Geirus L'Chumra unless you have both. Now, as Rabbi Tuchman pointed out, Rav Aaron Soloveitchik's Kiddush is that that you're getting it anyway before 40 days, so then it's gonna, you're gonna follow the mother who's gonna carry it anyway, which is a Kiddush. As I said, I was looking to see with the earlier sources. I figured the encyclopedia would quote anyone who spoke on it, and the source was this article. So it wasn't, you know, not to say that Rav Aaron Soloveitchik wasn't an Odom Gadol, but it just was interesting to see how far back that Kiddush, the application of the Maya Ma'almasvara to this. Well, so we have like this. There's a Gemara in Yevamos, Ein Chesam and Aleph on page 11. Nachris Muberishin is Gaira, but not in Tzorach Tvila. So you have a non-Jewish woman who's pregnant, and she's going to be Ms. Gaira. So she'll be Ms. Gaira, she'll be Jewish. Now what about the Vlad? So the Gemara says, the Vlad is okay, because the Vlad will become Jewish through the tefillah of the mother. Ah, it's chatzitza around, more than chatzitza. It's totally developed. So the Gemara says, yeah, chatzitza is a problem. This is ruba makbid, this is kulo, this is total chatzitza. So the Gemara says, ruba kulo chotze, shani uber tatlotza, page 12, the hainu revise. That, in other words, this is the natural habitat, natural process. So therefore, the mother is natural. So the mother is not considered a chatzitza to the vlad. So the simple shot in this Gemara. So let me ask you a question: how come you don't say, and this is Rav Kilov's point? How come you don't say that the reason why the kid doesn't need tefillah is because the mother's Jewish now, in the middle of the pregnancy, the mother's Jewish, right? And now, the kid inside doesn't need tefillin, but they'll be born later. And then they'll come out from a Jewish woman, and mazel tov.
And let's say the mother was hemophiliac.
Give me a second. Let's go slow. So on the simple level, so Rav Kilov wants to say that you see from here that it's not an automatic thing that you become Jewish if you come out of a Jewish woman, because you see that the Gemara wants that there should be a Geiris on the Uber, even though the Uber, Lachar, you could say, at the time the Uber is going to be born, the mother's already Jewish. So he says, maybe, Lachar, you see from here, that you're not, you know, maybe you follow the, the egg that he came from was a Geisha egg, because the mother wasn't Jewish at the time. Right? And therefore, so maybe the egg is koveya, the yada sadat. Because if it would be pure leda, then why would you need what? Why would you need to say the geiris?
Are there two categories? There's either the egg or the leda. And if, are we assuming that gidol is equal to that? The first thing is gidol, meaning it's leda.
Yeah.
Gidol in and of itself is not.
Right. Oh, so he wants to say, as we'll see, that the leda is not from this Gemara. That's face value. That's the egg. Let me say it, then you can yell at me later. Okay, that's the first thing. So that's one Gemara. Then there's another Gemara on page in Yevamos, in Tzadi Zayin Amud Beis. So it says like that. Shnei achim ta'omim. You have twin brothers. So say, three lines, ha'isa ha'rosh shalom b'kdusha v'leidoshan b'kdusha. Say, in other words, these boys were, the mother got pregnant when she was still a goy, right? Harason shelo b'kdusha, right? They were conceived shelo b'kdusha, but leidasan is b'kdusha, right? Leidasan is b'kdusha, meaning the mother converted in the middle of the pregnancy with twins, right? So are these two boys related? Because normally, what do we say? If you're a ger, and your biological brother's a ger, so now you're not related anymore, because you're both newborn. So you're not related. So let's go slowly. So based on what we said before, that the Vlad, the Uber inside of a pregnant lady is Jewish, not because of the mother, but because they're a ger. Because the Tvila was chal on the Uber itself, right? Tvila was chal on the Uber itself. And that's why the Gemara has to discuss whether it's chatzitza or not chatzitza, and the end says it's not a chatzitza. So it comes out like this, that we have, this Gemara says in Yevamos that the first Gemara we saw, you know, in Ayin Ches over here, we said that if a mother converts and there's a fetus inside the mother, so the fetus becomes Jewish, not because it's nolad from the mother, but rather what? Because it's a convert. So then over here, let's use that same logic over here, that is a convert. So then there's two twins. The twins just be converts, and then what? They shouldn't be related to each other because they're converts, right? So, but the Gemara says, L'chotzu, aber chayav mishum eishes ach. Right? The chayav mishum eishes ach. That means they considered brothers. They considered brothers. They're from the same mother. So how do these two?
Why would we
consider one second. A few kitchul achas in his guy, the geshur's guy. Yeah. So he says, but his haros, he's chayovim b'shum eishes ach minaim. So he says he's the older bonim. So he says because they're both sons of the mother, so they're eishes ach. So they're relatives. So the question is why? Why are the Eishes Ach? They're what? They're converts. The Gemara said before. So the whole reason why they're Jewish is because they're converts. If they're converts, well, if you're a convert and your brother's a convert, then you're not related to your brother.
Why?
Because you're Shanola, dummy. One second. So how do you deal with these two gemaras? So Rav Kilov says the following. I like his mahalach. You can agree or disagree, but I'll tell you his mahalach, and you can tell me whether you well.
Is this
gemara
mashma
midaraita? Yeah, midaraita. Yeah. Chayovin alav mishum.
Why can't he do a chalter?
No. The first case is. Sheikh Achim Tolman gave him. No, that was the case of. Right, because they're not brothers from the father. They're not brothers from the father, and you need to be brothers from the father. So they're not brothers from the father, but they're still brothers from the mother. So they're considered brothers from the mother. They're not brothers from the father. Because they argue for their gayer. So they're not related to their father. So that the father caused the woman to become pregnant, this non-Jewish woman, and in the middle of the pregnancy of the twins, they converted. So now the father's out of the picture, but the mother is not out of the picture. So how does that work?
The Gemara Sanhedrin has a similar case, and there it's Matan is that will go there.
So yeah, but this is not Gozer. This is not Gozer. Yeah. This is
actually, yeah. This is not that at all.
This is not, yeah.
Oh. This is because the father was a guy.
The father could be a Jew. The father could be a Jew. The mother was a guy. So the mother was a guy, and he impregnated them, this woman. And then in the middle of the pregnancy, she converted. And she has twins inside of her. So the halacha is that these twins are not related to the father, but they're related to the mother. So the question is, why are they related to the mother? I mean, they're gayrim. So if they're gayrim, so why are they related to their mother?
They're created through the mother. And beside who they are in terms of our the Jew, that's not beside the mother. So I mean, that's why.
Oh, so one second. So maybe this is what he's saying. Creation. So he said this is what he's saying. So Rakil will say like this. How do you become a Jew? You become a Jew because you're a Jewish mother. What does it mean, a Jewish mother? A Jewish egg. Haraya, because if Leida alone, you wouldn't need the Geirus to be, right? And you wouldn't have to speak about the Chatzitza Shaila. You just say, the reason why an Uber is Jewish, if the mother was non-Jewish and she converts in the middle, is because she converted in the middle. So the time that the kid is born, she's coming from a Jewish mother. But the answer is that's not good enough because you weren't created from a Jewish egg. So he wants to say that the egg is koveya. You need a Jewish egg. If you're a goyish egg, then not. Oh, so then he says like this. So that's one halacha. That's one halacha. Are you a yid or a goy? So yid, you're a Jewish mother. What's a Jewish mother? A Jewish egg. Oh, but then there's another halacha of what makes you related. What makes somebody your mother? What makes somebody your mother? So what makes somebody your mother is because you came out of her womb. But if you're a goy, say there was no conversion, right? And you came out and you had a she was. Say, in other words, if the fetus is a goy, and the mother is a Jew, a goy and a Jew can't be related to each other. So, right? So how do you become related to your mother? So normally, a regular situation, your mother's Jewish, your father's Jewish, and then she became pregnant. So,
you're born.
So you're a Jew, your mother's a Jew, so she's your mother. She's your mother. Because you're the, but if you wouldn't be Jewish inside, then you can't be related to your mother who's Jewish, because a goy can never be related to a Jew. So Rav Kilov says like this. He says, the pshat is that the reason why this kid is a Jew, the Uber is a Jew, who was harasa shalom b'kdusha, meaning he was impregnated with a non-Jewish egg, is because later on there was a conversion. So now you have a Jew inside the mother's womb. Right? A Jew inside the mother's womb. And that kid is Jewish because the mother converted, so the gerus is on the kid also. No chatzitza. So now why are you related to your mother? Because you're going to be born from her. So you're born from her, so you're a ger inside the womb, but then you came out of this woman. So you came out from this woman as a Jew. So then she's your mother. The father not. So that's what he says. There are two dinim. There's a din of what creates the yadus, and then there's a din of who's your mother. We could have, say multiple mothers, but at least, like what Moshe said, but, so he says, that's the pshat. These gemaras aren't sosir each other. They complement each other. That you become a Jew from the Jewish egg,
or the
conversion, right? And then you become related from the later, but you could only become, but say you're, say for example, the Noda Behuda has a point in the Dogel Mervava on page 14. He says the din of a pregnant lady who converts while she's pregnant, right, only applies if the Besdin knows that she's pregnant. But if the Besdin doesn't know she's pregnant, then the Geirus wasn't chal on this. In other words, the whole Gemara that says that it's a Geirus that says no to Yehuda, in Yodu on page 14, in Yodu HaBesdin Meshas Tvila Shehi Muberes Hadim Poshet. If I'm lo Yodu, so then it's not so Poshet, because they didn't know. So they can have a scenario where the mother's pregnant. Say she could be. She doesn't even know. You know, it's early on in the stage. She converts, and then lo and behold, we find out she's pregnant. So no one who says there's a svara to say that kid is a goy gomer, because the gerus weren't over, and he came from a non-Jewish egg, and being born is not enough.
Can it be a karov?
And it won't even be a karov to this lady, because a goy cannot be a karov to a Jew. One second. Okay? A goy cannot be a karov to a Jew. So basically, but if you're a Jew, but if you became Jewish inside, because the Bezer knew about you and your cow, so then you're Jewish because of the gerus, or if there would be a Jewish egg, it would be because of the Jewish egg. And then you'll be related to this woman. So the fact that the geirus is chal doesn't take away from your relationship, because once you'll be born, you're not a yid because of this woman. Because if you only be a yid because of the woman, then you wouldn't need the whole shaila of Haina Ravise. You just say the reason why you're a Jew is because you came out of a Jewish woman, because she was converted before you came out of her womb. So that's his word. That the din of the status of a Jew will come from the egg, and then whether you're related is going to be talay on if you became a Jew when you're still inside, so then you'll be related and she'll be your mother.
What about reverse?
One second. So that's his piece here. We're not going to read the whole thing, but I'll show you his. And he also was of the opinion that 40, so that's what he writes. Pachas mi mem yom is irrelevant.
Even so, Lo Gomer Kavo says that the Beis Din has to know that even if it's Pachas mi mem yom.
Like yeah.
Right.
So he writes Beferish not like Rav Aaron Soloveitchik. So that's what he writes. Yeah, on page 17, on the bottom, he says, "Hakamara lo chilke b'mubersh el skayra bein lifnei arbaim yom achareim." The Gemara is not mubersh el skayra benoyin surf tefila. The Gemara is not mechachen dogo mevava myri afil miskayra toch arbaim yom. Holds that vlad goy. Right. In other words, it was according to Rav Aaron Soloveitchik, if the Beis Din didn't know, and it was before arbaim yom. So Rav Aaron Soloveitchik says, so it's not a problem because the Geir doesn't need to be chal because you're mamish maya ba'alma. So then, right? And so it's considered like totally from this woman. In other words, the egg from before. But he's saying no. This maya ba'alma thing. Lamaisa, this maya ba'alma is what is creating you. It's hard to say that we totally erase what your genetics were from this other woman and say that that's, I guess in halacha you could say that halacha doesn't recognize, but so in the end, in the sikkum here on page 22, so I always liked this piece very much. So even though, he says here on page 22, sikkum yotze shay, let us he imayul kasher shneim yudim, he thinks the egg is what's koveya, whether you're a Jew or not. If there was no gayers, obviously. And then he writes, okay,
How does this work with the
Bris Mila? And then you have situations where, if you have a non-Jewish, say you have a non-Jewish egg that you put into a Jewish mother, so according to Rav Kilov, he would be Mikir Din, he's a non-Jew.
And
he's not related. So he's not related to this new woman because a non-Jew can't be related to a Jew.
But she does tefillah for gamers?
No, she's a Jew.
If who?
That's exactly my question.
If who could do
tefillah?
Who?
The mother.
The Jewish pregnant mother could do a tefillah for the baby. What if you have a Jewish mother, a non-Jewish egg, and she wants to do a gayrus for the Uber while she's pregnant? So the car should be good. Right. But it could be also because the mice is still Haina Ravise. Right. Even though she's not, but right.
No, if she's not, Haina Ravise is center.
No, maybe not. Maybe Haina Ravise means that that's not a chatzitza. It's not a chatzitza.
No,
that's what Haina Ravise means.
What is
Ravise? It means gidol.
He's a gidol of her.
In other words, Haina Ravise means this is the normal gidol. So chatzitza means when somebody something mibachutz comes on my body that has nothing to do with me. But if it's part of a natural process, then that's not a chatzitza. So it could be, in Pelkey's case, that...
And then they'll be related to his father.
Yeah, that's what he wants to say.
But what he was saying was,
if
this is not in the Gemara. Maybe Ruby. This is what I think you're saying. Ruby says maybe even like this. The Heinrich Ruby says now it's Gadol Behefter. Now it's Gadol the Israelis.
No.
So it's totally on Gidol.
Yeah. I don't think that's
I think it's clever.
I think the Gairis maybe would be Chal, because even though she's not being with Gaia, because it's not a Chatzitza, and it's a whatever. It's interesting. Somebody at one time was on the west side for Shavuos, and someone was telling me about a case that they had with, about feeding the baby non-kosher. You know, the whole discussion whether I was giving shiurim on this on the west side years ago in Shavuos, and they were telling me a story about different transplants and how whether they were feeding it like kosher food or non-kosher food, you know, the baby and.
I think there is also a shayla about it for the woman to be chavel if they have kavanah for the year should not be for the blood.
Right.
Meaning it's a
Soviet
convert.
Right, she got Kavana, in other words.
Kavana, but
that
the kid shouldn't.
Right. In other words, you could have, right. Yeah. Mustama also.
That's also a
demon. Yeah. But it's a fact. So I always like this Mahalach. I'm not saying this is the, I'm not ready to ask it a bit.
How do you deal with the verse Mila in the original case of the Gemara? The baby does not get a verse Mila. What's the halakha?
You
need a bris mila for the depending how you understand Shana and Akamar, if it was his child, there's another, there's a chiluk here.
If it's a boy.
The boy is there, then you need a mila for a gevurah.
Right.
And for whatever reason, you can't do a mila. So the baby, if there's no mila, depending how the
get
this works.
Yeah, okay. That's totally with the Rambam. Okay. So. Okay, So Bez Hashem, tomorrow is the last year of this. I'm going to give out two packets tomorrow.
Ooh.
I'm going to give out a packet Tezvah. We can take it now if you want. This is on Thomas Kohanim. And I'm going to end off with the Shaila. One of the most common Shailas I get is pregnant ladies are always calling, can I go to a funeral? Can I go to a seminar? Even though the husband is not a Kohen.
Right.
And this Shaila comes up. So, right, what's the other? That's what you asked, but I mentioned this, they won. So, right, so we're going to talk about the Shaila of the fetus whose husband is a Kohen. But more people ask who are not Kohen. And we're going to see where that comes from, and then I'll give, I always give out a Shaila to the Chazara, just for your own self, for what?
Come tomorrow.
You gotta come tomorrow.
I'll come tomorrow.
Right. Okay. Bez Hashem. Okay. I'm glad. Okay. Very good. Okay. Culture. Right. He puts the two words together. Right. Exactly. Right. That's why I liked it. I like this Mahalo. And, you know.
And
like Ben Yom,
just
because we marked. Right.